So far as I can gather, this is at present the condition of the town of Mansoul. They are decayed in their faith and love. Emmanuel, their prince, has given them the back. They send often by petition to fetch him again, but he maketh not haste to answer their request, nor is there much reformation among them. Diabolus, I am glad that they are backward in a reformation, but yet I am afraid of their petitioning. However, their looseness of life is a sign that there is not much heart in what they do, and without the heart things are little worth. But go on, my masters, I will divert you, my lords, no longer. Beelzebub, if the case be so with Mansoul, as Mr. Profane has described it to be, it will be no great matter what day we assault it. Not their prayers nor their power will do them much service. When Beelzebub had ended his oration, then Apollyon did begin. My opinion, said he, concerning this matter is that we go on fair and softly, not doing things in a hurry. Let our friends in Mansoul go on still to pollute and defile it, by seeking to draw it yet more into sin, for there is nothing like sin to devour Mansoul. If this be done and it takes effect, Mansoul of itself will leave off to watch, to petition, or anything else that should tend to her security and safety, for she will forget her Emmanuel. She will not desire his company, and can she be gotten thus to live, her prince will not come to her in haste. Our trusty friend, Mr. Carnal Security, with one of his tricks, did drive him out of the town. And why may not my lord Covetousness and my lord Lasciviousness, by what they may do, keep him out of the town? And this I will tell you, not because you know it not, that two or three Diabolonians, if entertained and countenanced by the town of Mansoul, will do more to the keeping of Emmanuel from them, and towards making the town of Mansoul your own, than can an army of a legion that should be sent out from us to withstand him. Let, therefore, this first project that our friends in Mansoul have set on foot be strongly and diligently carried on with all cunning and craft imaginable, and let them send continually, under one guise or another, more and other of their men to play with the people of Mansoul. And then perhaps we shall not need to be at the charge of making a war upon them. Or if that must of necessity be done, yet the more sinful they are, the more unable, to be sure, they will be to resist us. And then the more easily we shall overcome them. And besides, suppose, and that is the worst that can be supposed, that Emmanuel should come to them again. Why may not the same means or the like drive him from them once more? Yea, why may he not, by their lapse into that sin again, be driven from them forever, for the sake of which he was at the first driven from them for a season? And if this should happen, then away go with him his rams, his slings, his captains, his soldiers, and he leaveth Mansoul naked and bare. Yea, will not this town, when she sees herself utterly forsaken of her prince, of her own accord open her gates again unto you, and make of you as in the days of old? But this must be done by time. A few days will not effect so great a work as this. So soon as Apollyon had made an end of speaking, Diabolus began to blow out his own malice, and to plead his own cause, and he said, My lords and powers of the cave, my true and trusty friends, I have with me much impatience, as becomes me, given ear to your long and tedious orations. But my furious gorge and empty paunch so lusteth after a repossession of my famous town of Mansoul, that whatever comes out, I can wait no longer to see the events of lingering projects. I must, and that without further delay, seek, by all means I can, to fill my insatiable gulf with the soul and body of the town of Mansoul. Therefore, lend me your heads, your hearts, and your help. Now I am going to recover my town of Mansoul. When the lords and princes of the pit saw the flaming desire that was in Diabolus to devour the miserable town of Mansoul, they left off to raise any more objections, but consented to lend him what strength they could, though had Apollyon's advice been taken, they had far more fearfully distressed the town of Mansoul. But I say they were willing to lend him what strength they could, not knowing what need they might have of him when they should engage for themselves as he. Wherefore they fell to advising about the next thing propounded, namely, what soldiers they were, and also how many, with whom Diabolus should go against the town of Mansoul to take it, and after some debate it was concluded, according as in the letter the Diabolonians had suggested, that none were more fit for that expedition than an army of terrible doubters. They therefore concluded to send against Mansoul an army of sturdy doubters. The number thought fit to be employed in that service was between 20,000 and 30,000. So then the result of that great council of those high and mighty lords was that Diabolus should even now out of hand beat up his drum for men in the land of doubting, which land lieth upon the confines of the place called Hellgate Hill, for men that might be employed by him against the miserable town of Mansoul. It was also concluded that these lords themselves should help him in the war, and that they would, to that end, head and manage his men. So they drew up a letter and sent back to the Diabolonians that lurked in Mansoul, and that waited for the back coming of Mr. Profane, to signify to them into what method and forwardness they at present had put their design. The contents whereof now follow. From the dark and horrible dungeon of hell, Diabolus, with all the society of the princes of darkness, sends to our trusty ones, in and about the walls of the town of Mansoul, now impatiently waiting for our most devilish answer to their venomous and most poisonous design against the town of Mansoul. Our native ones, in whom from day to day we boast, and in whose actions all the year long we do greatly delight ourselves, we receive your welcome, because highly esteemed letter at the hand of our trusty and greatly beloved, the old gentleman, Mr. Profane, and do give you to understand that when we had broken it up and had read the contents thereof, to your amazing memory be it spoken, our yawning, hollow-bellied place, where we are, made so hideous and yelling a noise for joy, that the mountains that stand round about Hellgate Hill had like to have been shaken to pieces at the sound thereof. We could also do no less than admire your faithfulness to us, with the greatness of that subtlety that now hath showed itself to be in your heads to serve us against the town of Mansoul. For you have invented for us so excellent a method for our proceeding against that rebellious people. A more effectual cannot be thought of by all the wits of hell. The proposals, therefore, which now at last you have sent us, since we saw them, we have done little else but highly approved and admired them. Nay, we shall, to encourage you in the profundity of your craft, let you know that at a full assembly and conclave of our princes and principalities of this place, your project was discoursed and tossed from one side of our cave to the other by their mightinesses. But a better, and, as was by themselves judged, a more fit and proper way by all their wits could not be invented, to surprise, take, and make our own the rebellious town of Mansoul. Wherefore, in fine, all that was said that varied from what you had in your letter propounded fell of itself to the ground, and yours only was stuck to by Diabolus. The prince, yea, his gaping gorge and yawning paunch was on fire to put your invention into execution. We therefore give you to understand that our stout, furious, and unmerciful Diabolus is raising for your relief and the ruin of the rebellious town of Mansoul more than 20,000 doubters to come against that people. They are all stout and sturdy men, and men that of old have been accustomed to war, and that can therefore well endure the drum. I say he is doing this work of his with all the possible speed he can, for his heart and spirit is engaged in it. We desire, therefore, that, as you have hitherto stuck to us and given us both advice and encouragement thus far, you still will prosecute our design, nor shall you lose, but be gainers thereby. Yea, we intend to make you the lords of Mansoul. One thing may not by any means be omitted. That is, those with us do desire that every one of you that are in Mansoul would still use all your power, cunning, and skill with delusive persuasions, yet to draw the town of Mansoul into more sin and wickedness, even that sin may be finished and bring forth death. For thus it is concluded with us that the more vile, sinful, and debauched the town of Mansoul is, more backward will be their Emmanuel to come to their help, either by presence or other relief. Yea, the more sinful, the more weak, and so the more unable will they be to make resistance, when we shall make our assault upon them to swallow them up. Yea, that may cause that their mighty Shaddai himself may cast them out of his protection. Yea, and send for his captains and soldiers home, with his slings and rams, and leave them naked and bare. And then the town of Mansoul will of itself open to us, and fall as the fig into the mouth of the eater. Yea, to be sure that we then, with a great deal of ease, shall come upon her and overcome her. As to the time of our coming upon Mansoul, we, as yet, have not fully resolved upon that, though at present some of us think, as you, that a market day or a market day at night will certainly be the best. However, do you be ready, and when you shall hear our roaring drum without, do you be as busy to make the most horrible confusion within. So shall Mansoul certainly be distressed before and behind, and shall not know which way to betake herself for help. My Lord Lucifer, my Lord Beelzebub, my Lord Apollyon, my Lord Legion, with the rest salute you, as does also my Lord Diabolus. And we wish both you, with all that you do or shall possess, the very selfsame fruit and success for their doing, as we ourselves at present enjoy for ours. From our dreadful confines in the most fearful pit we salute you, and so do those many legions here with us, wishing you may be as hellishly prosperous as we desire to be ourselves. By the letter carrier, Mr. Profane. Then Mr. Profane addressed himself for his return to Mansoul, with his errand from the horrible pit to the Diabolonians that dwelt in that town. So he came up the stairs from the deep to the mouth of the cave where Cerberus was. Now when Cerberus saw him, he asked how did matters go below, about and against the town of Mansoul. Profane. Things go as well as we can expect. The letter that I carried thither was highly approved and well liked by all my lords, and I am returning to tell our Diabolonians so. I have an answer to it here in my bosom that I am sure will make our masters that sent me glad, for the contents thereof are to encourage them to pursue their design to the utmost, and to be ready also to fall on within, when they shall see my lord Diabolus beleaguering the town of Mansoul. Cerberus. But does he intend to go against them himself? Profane. Does he? Aye, and he will take along with him more than 20,000, all sturdy doubters and men of war, picked men from the land of doubting to serve him in the expedition. Then was Cerberus glad and said, And is there such brave preparations a-making to go against the miserable town of Mansoul? And would I might be put at the head of 1,000 of them, that I might also show my valor against the famous town of Mansoul. Profane, your wish may come to pass. You look like one that has mettle enough, and my lord will have with him those that are valiant and stout, but my business requires haste. Cerberus, aye, so it does. Speed thee to the town of Mansoul with all the deepest mischiefs that this place can afford thee. And when thou shalt come to the house of Mr. Mischief, the place where the Diabolonians meet to plot, tell them that Cerberus doth wish them his service, and that, if he may, he will with the army come up against the famous town of Mansoul. Profane, that I will, and I know that my lords that are there will be glad to hear it, and to see you also. So after a few more such kind of compliments, Mr. Profane took his leave of his friend Cerberus. And Cerberus again, with 1,000 of their pit wishes, bid him haste with all speed to his master's. The which, when he had heard, he made obeisance and began to gather up his heels to run. Thus, therefore, he returned and went and came to Mansoul, and going as afore to the house of Mr. Mischief, there he found the Diabolonians assembled and waiting for his return. Now when he was come and had presented himself, he also delivered to them his letter, and adjoined this compliment to them therewith. My lords, from the confines of the pit, the high and mighty principalities and powers of the den salute you here, the true Diabolonians of the town of Mansoul, wishing you always the most proper of their benedictions for the great service, high attempts, and brave achievements that you have put yourself upon for the restoring of our Prince Diabolus, the famous town of Mansoul. This was, therefore, the present state of the miserable town of Mansoul. She had offended her prince, and he was gone. She had encouraged the powers of hell by her foolishness to come against her, to seek her utter destruction. True, the town of Mansoul was somewhat made sensible of her sin, but the Diabolonians were gotten into her bowels. She cried, but Emmanuel was gone, and her cries did not fetch him as yet again. Besides, she knew not now whether, ever or never, he would return and come to his Mansoul again, nor did they know the power and industry of the enemy, nor how forward they were to put in execution that plot of hell that they had devised against her. They did, indeed, still send petition after petition to the prince, but he answered all with silence. They did neglect reformation, and that was as Diabolus would have it, for he knew if they regarded iniquity in their heart, their king would not hear their prayer. They therefore did still grow weaker and weaker, and were as a rolling thing before the whirlwind. They cried to their king for help, and laid Diabolonians in their bosoms. What, therefore, should a king do to them? Yea, there seemed now to be a mixture in Mansoul. The Diabolonians and the Mansoulians would walk the streets together. Yea, they began to seek their peace, for they thought that, since the sickness had been so mortal in Mansoul, it was in vain to go to handy grips with them. Besides, the weakness of Mansoul was the strength of their enemies, and the sins of Mansoul the advantage of the Diabolonians. The foes of Mansoul did also now begin to promise themselves the town for a possession. There was no great difference now betwixt Mansoulians and Diabolonians. Both seemed to be masters of Mansoul. Yea, the Diabolonians increased and grew, but the town of Mansoul diminished greatly. There were more than 11,000 men, women, and children that died by the sickness in Mansoul. But now, as Shaddai would have it, there was one whose name was Mr. Frywell, a great lover of the people of Mansoul. And he, as his manner was, did go listening up and down in Mansoul to see and to hear, if at any time he might, whether there was any design against it or no. For he was always a jealous man, and feared some mischief sometime would befall it, either from the Diabolonians within or from some power without. Now upon a time it so happened, as Mr. Prywell went listening here and there, that he lighted upon a place called Vile Hill, in Mansoul, where Diabolonians used to meet. So hearing a muttering, you must know that it was in the night, he softly drew near to hear. Nor had he stood long under the house end, for there stood a house there. But he heard one confidently affirm that it was not, nor would not be long before Diabolus should possess himself again of Mansoul, and that then the Diabolonians did intend to put all Mansoulians to the sword, and would kill and destroy the king's captains and drive all his soldiers out of the town. He said, moreover, that he knew there were above 20,000 fighting men prepared by Diabolus for the accomplishing of this design, and that it would not be months before they all should see it.